Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Welcome back to another show or episode of This with Krish. I'm your host, Krish Dokia, and today we're diving into a topic that I've believed for a long time, right? Video games, are you ready for this? Are stupid. You heard me say it. I think they're stupid. I think they're a waste of time. And if you're a parent letting your kid loose on online gaming platforms, well, there's a lot to worry about, and you aren't doing your kid any favors. I know that's a bombshell, right? But there's also a bombshell around something called Roblox, okay? We're going to talk about how bad actors are using it, and then I'll explain why this isn't just about one single game. It underlines the whole idea of video games for kids and the culture around it. Something I've always found pretty absurd. Now, I know that there's going to be a lot of conflict for those listeners of ours on this show that don't agree with me, and that's fine, right? We're allowed to disagree. But let's just jump right into the facts, okay? James Uthmeyer, AG, Attorney General of Florida, has recently, in the recent weeks, issued criminal subpoenas to Roblox Corporation, right? He has made the claim that the platform is a breeding ground for predators, putting our children at risk. Now, my son doesn't play it. We don't allow it. That's just something as a family that we don't do. But hear me out. Okay, the subpoenas aim to collect information about alleged criminal activity, right, involving both predators and victims on Roblox. Now, innocent until proven guilty, same in the corporate world as well, right? So that's why I said allegedly. The Attorney General office has had multiple investigations that show sexual predators using Roblox to access and communicate with and groom minors. And that is truly scary. One of the more chilling allegations that predators are using the platform's in-game currency, right, called Robux, to incentivize minors to send explicit content. Now, obviously, this is a different episode altogether compared to the last couple of them, but I felt like I needed to come out and say this and add my own opinions, right? On a broader scale, the platform has repeatedly been flagged for safety issues. According to publicly available summaries, the platform, right, houses millions of users under the age of 13. It's not just in Florida, right? Other states like Kentucky have filed lawsuits stating that Roblox fails to protect children with adequate age verification. I don't even know how that would be even a thing or possible, but at least maybe age verification on the adults pretending to be children, right? Filters, and then they also noted parental notice isn't a thing on the platform. Bottom line, or at least it's not being enforced. Bottom line, right? A platform that is immensely popular with these kids today, and then the parents assume it's safe, it's under serious legal scrutiny for exposing these kids to these predators. Don't wait until you're contacted by a Netflix documentary about, you know, to interview you and your kids, right? I mean, there's something really happening here, and that's why I'm being vocal, right? Why am I ranting about this now? Well, because this story hits two of my long-standing convictions, one of which I've already shared, right? Personally, to me, video games are a waste of time. right? There's a lot of adults that play video games, and I just can't but cringe. I believe video games, especially those aimed at kids, are fundamentally unproductive, right? Hours spent running around in virtual worlds, grinding achievements, buying skins, chatting with random strangers, that's time that could have been invested in real skills, hobbies, human relationships, real sports, team building. Yeah, I get it, right? Some of these games claim educational value and strategic thinking and teamwork and like Minecraft or whatever, but too often it's a dopamine loop, a digital escape, and I'm not persuaded by any argument that it builds social skills, right? When half the interactions are anonymous, right? Avatar building and avatar based and sugar-coated. Let's be honest, parents often buy into this narrative that it's harmless fun. But to me, it's more like digital babysitting, right? You put them on this thing so then you can go out and do whatever you need to do and want to do, and you don't have to deal with it. Same thing as sticking your kid on the TV. Parents are letting their kids get exposed, and therefore they are vulnerable, right? The Roblox cases show it's not just harmless fun. When you allow your child on a widely social, cheaply guarded platform, you are definitely opening a door to strangers, to predators, to inappropriate content, and brain rot. Now, if you're a parent and you think, oh yeah, they're just playing games, okay, right? But you also need to accept the other part of this, right? You may be subjecting your kids to serious risk. Stranger danger is a real thing, and even more so online in this era with all the, I forget what they call it. Anyway, if you're complaining about screen time, the hours stack up on these things, right? The habit does get locked in and extends far beyond their young teenage years. It's not just Roblox, right? It's the entire culture of it. Here's what I want to say, right? And I want you to hear. This isn't just about one single platform. The culture of online gaming for kids and teenagers and some young adults, and I know people that are actually parents now that still do this, right? It's built on several dangerous premises, right? Assumed safety via anonymity under the age of 13, whatever, right? People use fake ages, moderation can't catch everything, and Roblox's own safety systems have, like I said, been criticized. Social interaction with strangers, right? You might say, but my kids just play with their friends. Fine. But those friends can include strangers, right? AI voices, avatars. Adults can and totally are posing as kids. And then there's the monetization distraction, right? Why does a kid keep playing it? Because there's always something new. In-game currency, or skins and rewards. Meanwhile, real life development is probably slowing, okay? Parents discounting risk. And I know I'm not a therapist, I'm not a psychologist, I'm none of those things. I'm just another parent out here trying to protect my kid. And I just want to share into the ether via this podcast on what we do as parents, okay? That's all I can say. And I'm judging other people, I guess. But many parents assume it's just a game. It's no big deal. The Kentucky Attorney General statement, right? Many parents thought Roblox was like a fenced-in backyard for kids, but it wasn't. Because of this, right, even if your kid seems fine, no immediate harm visible, it doesn't mean no harm possible. And I'll say it bluntly. If you let your kid spend tons of time on these platforms, you're not being that super parent, in a sense, and again, I'm trying not to judge you guys, right? But you're outsourcing kid time to a system that you have zero control over. Now, I've said games are a waste of time. I said that, I mean it. But I don't believe you should let kids live on them, right? That's fine if you sometimes do, but whatever, that's not us. But if you're going to allow it, here are some realistic steps, okay? use lockdown parental controls. They are there. Sometimes they are harder for even parents to set up and kids to dismantle, but set strict time limits. Approve the games that they're playing and force offline time. And I know a lot of parents that do let their kids play these games. They do that, so kudos to you. But for those of you that just trust it, don't. Monitor actual usage. Not just I trust them, but check what they're doing, who they're communicating with, because that's where this underlying beast is, okay? Require that you play with or observe sometimes. Know their world. If you're going to let them do it, you better be willing to do it as well, I guess. Teach real-world social and emotional skills. Don't let gaming replace that face-to-face interaction. It's so important. Physical activity and learning, right? Consider alternatives, hobbies, physical sports, reading, real friends. If you believe, like I do, that gaming is dumb, then shift that time. Don't let them just do it. It's not too late. I'm not against the gaming industry, by the way. God, what else could we be doing, right? So there you have it, right? The Roblox story is a canary in the coal mine. Legal action in Florida and in Kentucky and many other states. Predators, millions of kids. And, yet parents still treat it like it's harmless. For me, right, video games are, again, stupid. A waste of time, and while kids are busy busy chasing virtual awards, they're missing the real life and being exposed in ways we shouldn't be okay with. If you're a parent listening, you've got a choice, right? Let it ride or step in, because those online hours, they carry risk. They carry distraction, and distraction from distracts from growth, and then leads to things that we don't even want to think about. I'm going to give you a quick story. Like, again, I have a love-hate, more of a, not even a hate relationship with video games. But one point, I've only ever owned one video game system, and it was a Nintendo, the Classic, or whatever, back in the 90s. I had one game, right? And this one game had two games on it. It was a cartridge. It was a Nintendo, one of the original Nintendos, and it had Mario, Super Mario Brothers on one side of the cartridge, I think, or maybe it was on the same side of the cartridge. It was one of the ones you had to like blow in to get dust off. It was a whole thing, right? If you know. And the other game was Duck Hunt, and my parents wouldn't give me the gun for Duck Hunt because they were totally against guns. Now we own guns, right? But so I only played Mario Brothers, so I wasn't really into it. And all the kids would talk about it at school, and I knew my parents weren't going to ever cave in and get me in a video game. I don't know what was out there, Sega and PlayStations and Xboxes. My parents were never going to do that, right? So I just never got into it. From time to time, I'd go to my friend's house and play. There was one time in college, right, my freshman year, I was sitting in my dorm, and my roommate had, I think it was a Super Nintendo or Nintendo 64 is what it was. And he had this game called Zelda. And I played a little bit with them, right? It was Zelda Gold. I remember it specifically because my roommate and his best friend from high school didn't live in our dorm, but him and his best friend would come over, and they were playing this game religiously until they could finish it. They skipped classes, they ordered food into the dorm room, they didn't go out and shower, they didn't socialize, they didn't do anything for like 4 or 5 days, and it was like one would play for like 5 or 6 hours and then hand off to, because it was like a one player game or something, and then David, his friend or whatever, would play for another 6 hours. And I mean, like they would barely sleep at night. Like it was strange. It was really awkward and weird. Plus, I couldn't just go to bed because it was just like playing video games all night. It was weird. That's my memory of video games. And so, I never really got into it. I would go, play arcades with my friends and play one or two games. I was never sucked into it. I know there's an entire sporting world out there called esports, right? which is mind blowing. But you know, you're if you think you're going to be a professional esports player and then win $1 million, whatever the grand prize is, you have just as much chance of winning the lottery. Okay, I'll probably do more episodes on video games in general. Because it's fascinating. Again, like, I know actual adults who are married, who have kids, who have video game system rooms, who play video games all night. It is weird. I do want to leave you with one little clip from Charlie Kirk, in fact, when he was on stage with Erica Kirk talking briefly about video games. Some of it is applicable to what I'm talking about today. A lot of it is not, but just want to leave you with that. Thank you for tuning in. This has been This with Krish, episode 33, I believe. Love you guys. Watch this clip. See you guys next time.
You do not spend a dime on video games or sports games or things for yourself until your wife does not have to worry about finances. You come last in the family when it comes to finances, period. That is your job. Your wife gets whatever she wants. The kids get whatever they want. And I hear all the time, like, well, it's really hard to meet ends meet. Like, let's go get a beer. I'm like, you have no reason actually to do that. Like, you are tasked with the provider. Oh, well, you want all the benefits of being called the head of the household, but none of the responsibilities or the obligations. And it comes with a lot of responsibility.